This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
We like to open doors.
That's Paul Smith of the British vocal ensemble Vocis 8.
If we can just open people's minds to the wide array of music that exists in the world, we are a group with very eclectic tastes, and we like to include those tastes but also really share them and encourage people to broaden their horizons.
When Vocis 8 began to compile pieces for their latest recording, Looks, Paul's brother Barney says it made sense to consult with Classic FM, the largest commercial classical radio station in the UK.
For us, as a group, to get our music heard, we want to be trying to give people what they want to listen to. So getting in touch with a radio station that caters to really the needs of a very, very wide market is quite important for us. So as well as singing music we wanted to sing, we were also singing music that people really wanted to listen to. So we were very grateful for their input and advice and support.
The end result is a roller coaster adventure spanning four centuries of choral arrangements from the Renaissance to 21st century popular music. Barney explains the concept behind this new release.
We called this recording Lux, which is the Latin for light. Many people associate choral singing and the sound of a choir with radiance. And so with that theme of light, we wanted to choose music that was glorifying and uplifting. So that's how we settled on Looks, and from there we looked for great texts, great melodies, and also one of the most interesting things on the disc, I think, is the track by Erik Eschenvaltz called Stars, where this luminous effect is created by the harmonics of water glasses, and they kind of create this beautiful halo.
According to soprano Emily Dickens, it really took a village to record this piece.
We needed to get hold of about 16 glass players for this, and we decided we'd ask lots of members of our family and lots of our friends. So it was really exciting. We got to the church and Barney very carefully tuned all these glasses to a pitch pipe so they were immaculate. And then we had my sister coming in, and Barney's family, and we had Chris's wife, and they all sat round and played these glasses along to the music, following Barney's conducting and us singing.
Emily recalls another memorable moment during the making of this new CD.
Recording The Luckiest, which is by the American singer-songwriter Ben Folds, bringing it into a recording setting where you really have to learn it inside out and really get into the music, was brilliant. We've been performing it in America, actually. It's been one of our audience's favourite pieces over here. They really love it.
Looks opens and closes with Ubi Caritas, the first by Norwegian-born composer Ole Yalo, who next year will be the composer in residence with Vocis 8. The second is by Paul Miehler, who shot to fame in 2011 when his setting was sung at the wedding of Prince William and Princess Kate. Barney explains that the beautiful sacred text, which speaks of goodness and love, is very significant to Vocis 8.
The thing I particularly love about it is it sort of carries our message at the ethos of our group, because our education work is very, very important to us, and we really like to inspire other people to be creative, to use their voices, to express themselves. And I think the text of the Ubi Caritas really sums that up.
Great texts and great melodies make up a radiant collection of choral pieces, all of which make for a satisfying listening experience on Looks with Vocis 8. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.